I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The winter storm battering southern and coastal Georgia today has 28 Georgia counties under a state of emergency. That state through Friday. A mix of snow and ice is falling in areas that haven't seen measurable snow in years, making travel challenging. Slippery roads and reduced visibility are expected. Delta Airlines is offering severe weather waivers for travelers flying through Savannah, Valdosta, Brunswick, and Augusta, as well as other locations along the East Coast. Travelers can cancel a trip if the flight is canceled or there's a delay of 90 minutes or more, and they'll get a refund on the unused portion of the ticket. A winter weather advisory remains in effect until 7 p.m. tonight. Well, Georgia is only one of five states without a hate crime law, but lawmakers from Metro Atlanta hope to change that. This morning, Doraville Republican State Representative Megan Hansen announced that she will be filing a new bill this session.
And with this legislation, Georgia will join the vast majority of states in this country prosecuting crimes motivated by hate with the intent to threaten groups of our citizens with the gravity and attention that they deserve.
Last year, only six police agencies in Georgia reported a hate crime. The city of Atlanta is moving forward with plans to become a smart city. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports that city leaders are hoping to build partnerships with providers who can help develop and operate next-generation smart city projects, like expanded fiber optic networks, digital information kiosks, and free citywide Wi-Fi. A meeting with potential vendors is scheduled for next week. About one-third of eligible Georgia hospitals will see a reduction in Medicare payments in 2018, this because of a high rate of patient injuries. The penalty program created by the Affordable Care Act began 4 years ago to spur hospitals to reduce infections. The hospital industry complains that the penalties are unfair to hospitals that treat a high percentage of low-income patients and those with complex conditions. Patient advocates say the penalties push hospital executives to consider more than just the bottom line. And today is the first full day of the Keisha Lance Bottoms administration in Atlanta. She was sworn in yesterday before 2,500 people in the Martin Luther King Jr. International Chapel on the campus of Morehouse College. In her inaugural address, Lance Bottoms outlined plans for her initial months in office, including increasing affordable housing, reforming the city's purchasing process, and increasing ethics transparency. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.